God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
Today we'll read a lot of scriptures, at least. Yeah, 25. Yeah, my studies was deep, so we'll read a lot. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Go ye into the world. If you have your phones with you, pick your phones and go on Facebook and let's share the morning. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Read for me, please.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Yeah.
But you shall receive power.
You shall receive power.
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me
you
in
shall
Jerusalem.
Receive power, and you, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
and you shall be witnesses to me.
I want to speak this morning on that word, and you shall become witnesses.
So be ye madansi for.
Go ye to become what?
Go ye
to become witnesses. Father, use me to speak under your influence in the name above every other name. Can we hear better? Amen.
Amen.
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be witnesses to
me.
One in Jerusalem.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Two in Judea.
Oh, Judea.
Three, Samaria.
And a Samaria.
And to the ends of the earth.
Now,
a witness is somebody who have seen and who have heard. So if you have not seen it, if you have not heard it, you can't witness. A witness is someone who has knowledge of something.
So
if I tell you witness about this, you have to know the thing before you can witness. A witness means a person who sees an event happening. That's why some people are called Jehovah Witness. They have revelation. So they are called themselves Jehovah Witness. So this morning, I want to base on go ye to become witness. In fact, we are too comfortable in our churches as Christians. In fact, many Christians, even many men of God, are comfortable. Some, when they get a good car, they drive, they get a nice church building, and they get some money in their account, then they feel so relaxed that they've achieved a lot. Some people, some Christians, when they come to church and they get married, God give them children and they are working,
it
looks like they've broken through. And the real work that we must do, we are not doing it.
It's
like you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You shall be witnesses.
The
verse 22 says something.
Beginning from the baptism of
beginning
John.
Beginning from the baptism of John.
To that day when,
to that day when they
us,
have taken up from us.
One of these,
one
must,
of
become
these must become a witness.
With us of his resurrection.
So you can't do the work of God without becoming a witness. So as
you
are sitting down here, God has made you a witness. At least you have served God for 5 years. You have heard a lot of things about God. You have seen a lot of things happening. Even not in anyone's like your own life. So you must be a witness. Soon I'll come and teach you what to call winning soul without preaching. I'll show you how to win so
without.
If your own life, you can use it as a witness. Acts chapter 4, verse 33. We must be witness. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection. So everybody in the house of God, as you move out to preach the gospel, you are becoming a witness. Lift your voice and shout, I am a witness.
I am a witness.
Oh, say it with power.
I am a witness.
I can't hear you at all. Lift your voice and shout, I am a witness.
I am a witness.
You are a witness? About what? About the resurrection. About the death and the resurrection. You are a witness to the gospel. So you have to witness the word. Acts 13, verse 31. You must be a witness. Yes.
He was seen for many days.
You have seen for many days.
Who came up with him from Galilee?
From Galilee.
To Jerusalem.
Who are his witnesses to the people? So hear me, anywhere you are, if you're in La Paz, if you're in Kaneshi, if you're in Alobushi, if you're in Achimota, if you're in
Awoshi,
anywhere you find yourself, you are a witness. In your office, you are a witness. In your house, and sometimes, do you see the compound house or apartment? It will surprise you that if a Christian is staying there, for him to become a light in that apartment, for him to become. If you go there, he has fought with all those in the apartment. From the street man.
Freed your shirt.
In the area, you see a believer who must be a light. Who must witness. He has fought with everybody in the area. Can I talk to you? Be careful about your neighbors. Be careful about those in your environment. If you want to become influential and be very effective, go to Acts 1:8. It said, don't start the witnesses at the end of the earth. But if you want to witness, start in Jerusalem where you are. Do you know why? Because where you are will take you to where you are going. So where you are, the good things you will do
and your power
will follow you. So don't just go. So when I was coming from the house, I was praying in the car, and the Holy Ghost was ministering to me. He said, you want to go out this year, do things, move around, and I said, yes. He said, there is some people you are refusing to focus on. I said, God, tell me. He said, the people across the gutter, the village here, give them attention for me. The Lord said, give them attention for me. And ask him how. And he started telling me what I must do.
And
because I am here. I must able to impact my environment. Even if they see this church as a different church, I must at least, there are souls there that belong to us. Your environment is very important. Most of you. The people in your environment. You all know you are not good at all. And it's true. Because you fight with them. But when you go out, people clap for you. No. Be witness. If Christianity is all about getting money and marrying and having a child and building a house, then we are failed. If your duty in the church is to get a good man to marry, a good woman to marry, a good house to live in, and have a good life, that alone shows God has blessed you. We have failed as church. If a man of God, the success of a man of God is to have a good life, a good house, a good dress, a good car, and good money, and travel, that shows you are successful, then we have failed as a man of God. And I'm coming there right now. You shall receive power. And the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you shall become witness. Witness. You shall become witness.
Be my dancer for
Acts 2, verse 32. 32. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
This Jesus God
has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Clap your hands and say, I am part of the witnesses.
I am part of the witnesses.
He said, Jesus, that God raised, of yes, which we are all witnesses. Look at your neighbor and tell him you are part of the work. Look at the neighbor.
Okay, Jumana ho.
So when you want kai, now my child 2 year when you're not married.
Okay, Jumana ho.
So don't just sit down.
Once in a house,
beautiful with your makeup.
Why you over him fair fair?
Handsome with your dress.
My whole fair now the table.
What have you done?
A dear na why?
The whole week. What is your witness?
Now what you need na? What dance di? Anything.
Let's Acts 26, verse 22. Witness.
That's the
witness. Some of you, even if God blesses you,
so or that,
for you
poor.
To even give a testimony, you are feeling shy.
See, but yeah, that's you near ferry.
Full shy.
Yeah, ferry.
To testify what God has done.
So we did here, Radia Yama, who are you?
Please read for me.
Therefore, having obtained help from
God.
To this day,
I stand.
Witnessing
because God has helped me. Today I stand. And I'm witnessing to both small and great.
Stand.
Let's all stand.
I'm sorry.
Put your Bibles down. And when I shout, God is good, don't respond. I'll ask a question. God is good.
Yami-ye.
Don't say anything.
And Jesu.
Say, God is good.
Yami-ye.
Let's all say, God is good.
Yami-ye.
Say it again.
Yami-ye.
Now, when I shout, God is good, you turn around and tell the person, look at me. If God is good, you are the reflection of God's goodness. Most of you, if you look at your life, you standing here, if you look at your life today, as you are standing here, you're standing here alone from the crown of your head to the shoe you are wearing.
Show
God has been good to
you.
I don't like the way you are clapping
hands.
You standing here right now. The way you are standing, the way you are looking. Some of you don't even work. Some of you, when your life are even struggling, but see what God has done. He has placed an image on you, and that image people respect and salute you. So why can't you witness? Sit down.
Sit down.
Why can't you witness? You are waiting for the private jet in Yambai.
Oh, change. So the
if you cannot thank him of the small things,
so what you mean, Nana?
How can he give the bigger things?
There
was a young man who came to my office. He's not here.
And
watch, I'm somebody. Those who give me seed, me if you give me small seed,
big seed,
it doesn't move me.
You know why?
If I wake up in the morning, I don't depend on anybody to be happy. But by the time the morning comes, I've already connected to my source.
Telling you.
That's why if I stand here and I raise money for something, I don't give you pressure because you need to give for God to bless, but don't depend on what you give to supply God's needs.
Because
God always budget his project. If you like being a church, but what God wants to do, he will do it. I don't depend on your money to survive. If you do it, you'll be blessed. If you don't do it, it's own. We must give God a higher attention this year.
And
be a serious witness.
Are you
read this one? Please read from me, please.
Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand.
I am afraid again. Let's read the scripture. 1 John 1:1. Who is a witness? 1 John 1:1, yes.
That which was from the beginning.
That which was from the beginning.
Which we have heard.
Which we have heard.
Which we have seen.
And which we have seen. This who a witness is. That which from the beginning. Which we have heard. Which we have seen. With our eyes.
Which we have looked upon.
Which have looked up.
And our hands,
and our hands have handled.
Concerning the word of
so
life.
So this is a lifestyle of a witness. What you have seen, what you have heard. Give me the 1 John 1:3. Give me the NIV and the NLT. Be fast. The 1 John, the same 3. The NIV and NLT.
That which was from the beginning.
No, 3.
We proclaim what we have seen and heard.
We proclaim to you what we have seen.
So
as a witness, you proclaim to the people what your eyes have seen.
So that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
In the NLT. NLT, yeah.
We proclaim to ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
So a witness is someone that you proclaim what you have seen
and
what you have heard. Now, let me give you 4 or 5 reasons why it's necessary
to
witness and win souls. One. Salvation of souls is a priority of God. Soul winning is a heartbeat of God. If you want God to be interested in your interests, you must be interested in what interests God. If one God to be interested, Has God, have you forgotten about me?
Okay.
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 But something.
Then
if you are living with someone, or so you are serving someone, or you want someone to love you,
and person will be done.
You always want to do the person's heartbeat. Please, if the person's heartbeat is killing, don't do it.
Some people's
heartbeat are dangerous.
Don't
follow wrong heartbeats. Ezekiel 3 verse 11, God's heartbeat is souls. That's why we must be witnesses. Ask anybody who is witnessing and winning, so they will tell you what God is doing in their life.
So winning and witnessing. So
the benefits and the blessing.
I'm telling you.
What is that?
And go. Get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them and tell them, thus says the Lord God, whether they will hear or whether they will refuse.
Okay, Luke 2:49. Give me the Message Bible. The Message Bible, then the Old King James. I said, soul winning is God's priority. That's right. It's God's priority. And he said, read for me. Message.
He said, why were you looking for me?
He told his father and mother, why were you looking for me?
Didn't you know that I had to be here dealing with the things of my father.
Most of you are doing the dealings of some people.
You
have left the dealings of your father. Hello?
Hi.
The Old King James, give it to me. He said, don't you know I must be in my father's business?
Now, only me say, over some war, major fee.
So if God's business, your father's business, is not your business, then your business is not God's business.
So where your juma and your juma and you now was what juma and you already a juma.
Two. The reason why you must win so.
The entire was our tree and cry now dear dance here. Chira one.
Is that soul winning or salvation of souls is the trigger of joy in heaven. Anytime you see heaven angels dancing and rejoicing, and there is excitement in heaven, it doesn't mean somebody is getting married. It doesn't mean somebody has bought a new car. Watch me carefully. Luke 15:7. Write this one. The easiest way to your personal happiness is to ensure you contribute to the happiness in heaven. People ask me sometimes, two interviews, the prophet, what makes you so happy?
I say, anytime
I take the microphone and I'm preaching, God is using me to bring people out of captivity. That is what makes me happy. If I see preaching and through me, people are getting their
blessing, that makes me happy in life.
So I spent all my life doing that. Most of you eat food. If you eat food, then you are talking. If you eat food and you have food, you are talking.
The dinner me,
you talk.
Kasa. Kasa.
Someone writes, food is my love language. So if you love, you give me good food to eat.
If I eat the food, I'm happy. Any, so me did think one, na many aji.
How are we boy? I say to you, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. So please, if you come here, I lay my hands on you and you fall down under the power and I prophesy you are from Latibio. Joy is not in heaven.
And it ends here.
It ends here. If all what we are doing, we cannot direct people to heaven, we have failed. I told you, clap for that. If what you are doing, you cannot direct people focus to heaven, we have failed. Do you know why you have no joy in life? Joy is not happiness. Do you know why you have no joy in life? It's because you are not doing things that will make heaven joyful. Now, before I continue, let me say this. Nobody is bigger than soul winning. No man of God, no Christian is too big that he can't win souls. Last 3 weeks, I saw Biotakia boy standing at the roadside preaching. Last week, this week, I saw Bishop Akon also at the roadside preaching. Last time, I saw Ajowulu Bishop Anyasari at the roadside preaching.
So Bishop,
nobody is, because you cannot dodge from hell or heaven. One day will appear there. Most of you, this year, you have a target. You want to achieve this. Do you have any target of a soul? Have you seen? Do you have any soul as a target? I want to win this woman. I want to win this, my friend. This my cousin. I want to win her into the church. Into the kings of God. This is my target. The Bible did not say there is joy in heaven if 20 souls will. It said only one soul.
Kasa akredo nu, wose baako pe. Esa kira na dwene a.
The third one or the fourth? Third, okay. Salvation of soul or soul winning or witnessing brings honor to the Almighty God. Brings honor. Can I ask you a question? Imagine you're having a wedding. You are having a wedding.
Oh, yeah, oh, worry.
And all the people you invited.
Now, one or two on Safroni, na.
They didn't come.
Obiama.
Please, how will you feel?
One can say now, who be your warfare?
Humiliated.
So, would you go as
very ashamed?
Obe ferry.
Because you want people to come to your wedding.
When
they come to your wedding, you feel honored. Wow, people love me. Are you here this morning?
Oh,
I show you right here. Gatherings of Satans are always full.
Same. Because
they honor what they deserve. What about us? Proverbs
14,
verse
28.
When there's crowd, like a whole stadium is full, and believers have left their hands cash, and they are worshiping God, the king is honored when souls are won. Call for souls.
Said,
in the multitude of people is the king's honor. That's why every witch or every devil fight against church growth. He knows that when church can become huge and souls have gathered, the king is honored. When we meet and everywhere is full, outside full, and the multitude, the king is honored. That's why last week I told you that when the master called for the supper and the house was not full, he still went out to call because he wanted the place to be full so that the master will be honored. Give God a clap offering. That's why the enemy always set confusion among churches, pastors, members, that we fight among ourselves. He always portray images. It will surprise you that since the COVID came and the lockdown came till now, many Christians have not been to church till now.
The Christophobia NC, I sorry, they may free Corona time.
Because the enemy will bring a wrong picture for you to hate church.
He
doesn't want the house of God to be full. That's why small things have stopped church. He wanted to sit at home. On Sunday, if I'm in bed sleeping,
now
the devil clap for you.
Now cell phone will burn in some mouse.
Wow.
Then he had to.
I've won one soul.
Menya okrabako.
Don't go. But he knows that when the people gather, the king is on it.
So
he
said, go for Shia. Ohene no, any day a bat, na hingwanimu.
The last one. Salvation of souls is
the
rescue of multitudes from the torment of hellfire. So when you are winning souls or you are witnessing,
yeah,
most of you are young guys, you have a lot of friends, but you can influence them. If you are here, you can influence your friends.
So wahana wonyonko na unni to me be one so.
And
as a won't even chin ya cra.
Then your level of light is low.
And ye now high no ewo form.
It's very low.
Ewo form pa kani ano ewo form.
You must add God to your plans.
Ewo se wo dia urade ka won shisha ye dia hum.
You must let God be the first. If God is not first in your life, you can't be first in life. You can't. So souls are perishing. Souls in your house, your family, your family. Some of your friends, they are perishing. We must be on the rescue mission. When we are committed to soul winning, we are on the rescue mission. Rescue mission. Get involved in your various cell meetings. Hear your leaders and go out for soul winning. Proverbs 24, verse 11. The NIV is nine, is okay, and out is okay. So read the NIV. Yeah.
Rescue those being led away to death.
Have you seen?
Hold back those staggering towards slaughter.
Yeah. They are on their way to slaughter. Save them. NLT says what?
Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to die.
Those in the world, they've been sentenced to die.
We know who we are, no. So
let's save them as they start.
Let's rescue them. Let's rescue them. Win souls after your kind. Win souls. Give me the Message Bible or the New King James. I'm done with the teachings.
Deliver those who are drawn toward death.
They have been drowned. They are going down. So we have to rescue, deliver. Rescue means deliver. Tell your neighbor there is work for you this house, this year. Yes. Lift the right hand. If I ask you, look around you. Look around in the church. Who can you point that I'm the one that brought this person? And how many souls have you won since you became born again? This year, most of the men of God, who spends more time with God. Most of them are talking about souls. Because we are in extra time. This thing we are wearing, more dangerous things are coming. The world will never become calm again. Where we are now, the world will never become again. Things will become tougher. But we only survive if you declare our stand in light. Declare your stand. No time for excuse. If I see young people below 30, so 25, giving excuse for God, you don't have a future. I'm telling you, no matter the money in your account, if you are not connected to God, you have no future. No matter the one sponsoring you, no matter the one giving you money, you have no future. Don't wait when you are on bed and they declared all your breasts is about to be cut before you say, Father, I want to save you. Don't wait. Don't wait when you are down. You are weak. I wish I would go for so winning. Don't wish you're in a prison, they've locked you. You say, wow, I wish I'm out there preaching.
So then you fear no because in Kabinya Yanka or Bontini Kenya Miasem.
Lift the right hand. At first, so winning was normal. At first, people go out for so winning. You see churches, crusades everywhere. But today, the church of God is asleep. How many crusades do you see around us? All is indoor, 10 days prophetic prayer. 25 days meeting. And they pour you on the same head. You fall. Some fall by mistake. Some fall by correct. Some fall by exam. Makaba. What I'm preaching, but I have no choice than to preach to you.
In the world.
I have no choice. And you should know that you don't come to church to hear the word to be happy.
Say, oh, my sorry, Matthias, seven money, Emma Winnie, and
the word must inspire you. you to do something for God. So the preaching is not about happiness. No. Because it must inspire you to upgrade your life, to do something for God. Nobody is bigger than someone. No church is bigger than someone. No matter your age, you can win souls. No matter your age, no matter whom you are, you can work for God. This year, let soul winning be your target. We will invade the village here soon. We will do some fastings. We will stand here, lift our hand towards the village, and find some things before we enter there. We will win the village for Christ. This village. You're not clapping hands at all. We will win that place for Christ. All the villages around us will invade the territories. Before we enter town and go out for crusade this year, I will start with the environment. That is why we are called. That is why we are here. Rise up, go and tell four people, have you heard the word?
Sorry, na kukache nipa na ise wate asemono.
Tell him, you are a witness from today.
Oye, odansi di, emane.
Semi bobri apa!
Ewoti wa.
Oh, Jesus.
Nami jebone ya. Nami ye papa.
Inim se.
Oh, baby, baby.
Come on, lift your hands and worship the Lord.
Send me Barbara Pa. I want you.
I can't hear you and lift your hands.
Let me jump on ya.
Let me jump on ya.
Hold your name.
In himself. Voice, come on.
I
can't da.
Yeah.
Don't
wait.
And chain.
When you are weak.
Apra waya mbreno.
The time is now.
Ebrenu eni.
The time is now.
Ebrenu eni.
The time is now.
Ebreno enu eni.
Use your beauty to serve God.
Fawo ho fe esome urade.
Use your attraction to serve God.
Fawo ho fe esome urade.
Maya juma. Amerade. Mite maya juma.
Anointing to win souls. Lift the voice
of us.
Tell him that you need grace to win souls. Tell you need anointing to be a soul winner. Talk to the Lord. Suffering, I'll be your
blessed by this message, kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/Samuel Addison, Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you. Oh,